Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Listen, today you're going to hear Pat Robinson share about a time he went to go be with God, spend some time alone with the Lord, begin to be in prayer. And of course, you know, people do that. The question is, how accurate are you when you hear from the Lord? Because when you start getting together with all these folks who hear from God, it's like, hey, that's exactly 80% of that is what God told me. And somebody says, yes, 60% is what God told me. And you narrow it down. It's like, well, we can be confident at least 50% of this, we're all hearing that. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it, we'll find out, you know, we all know in part and prophesy in part. And when you hear today, and you're going to see, although on Christian Television Network, but also you're going to be able to see it at VFNTV.com if you're listening to us on the radio or on the app, know this, that you're going to be encouraged. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, as we've been saying all along. We've been talking about this. We've been preparing for it. But he talks about the financial crisis and, you know, coming, and you're looking at, of course, we know about the four blood moons, and NASA's saying it's going to start April 15th, which happens to be 12 months to the day that happened from the Boston bombing that took place. That 5 days prior to that, God spoke to me and showed me this was going to take place. And John Paul Jackson, which you can go to The Perfect Storm at VFNTV.com. Just go there, scroll down, look down. You see the banner, click on it, and you can see all these things about that are coming to pass, the headlines, and some are still yet to come to pass. And this is rapidly firing things happening so quickly. But I want to encourage you that focus on love. If you missed the earlier program that we talked about, the vast ocean of God's love, you know, begin to pray that God will direct you into that vast ocean of his love. You can find this at VFNTV.com. Click on the torch or your app or watch it on a previous program. But listen, we need to get in a revelation of God's love. And as a matter of fact, God spoke to Pat Robinson about love. So we'll be talking about that, and you'll be seeing him in a little bit as well. Plus, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about this prophetic word given by Bob Jones that was delivered again from Paul Keith Davis, that it shows us a reason why God said, well, no, not Northern Texas. No, this is where I want you to be now. And God redeems. Mm-hmm. And the moment, I remember the moment and the time that God shifted the Gulf Coast region. I remember the day. It was like a Wednesday or something. And you remember that day when we were coming out of the studio? That was the day that he just said, okay, I'm going to shift everything. And my spiritual father, brother, John Kilpatrick, prophesied that you're not going to have to move because I'm going to move the people there. I'm going to shift. And then when we listened, the very first word that somebody speaks to me in the city is the very same thing that God said to me. I'm like, woo, you go, God, you know, and so many things are happening. So there's good things in store. There's a reason. And understand that. That the VFN-TV studios and our broadcasting around the world comes out of this region, which I believe is going to be a region that's going to bless the world again. And we'll get a chance to talk about that, because I know that John and I were a part of that in a way of, you hear a thing about a lighthouse, and you hear a thing about the Brownsville Revival outpouring and some things that God's going to do. And spoken of by Young Yi Cho, reaffirmed by
Bob Jones,
and then Paul Keith Davis. So it's exciting. It's going to be a very, very exciting day. But the first thing we want to go to, I want you to hear this word. Now, Pat Robinson went away to spend time with God and to hear what the Lord has in store, seeking for what the Lord has in store for 2014. And of course, he's humble about it and says, you know, we'll just see. But based on my past experiences and what we're hearing, it kind of lands. It lands right in there. But listen to it. You can see it at Christian Television Network, and you can see it at VFNTV.com if you're listening to the radio. Listen up.
So every year, Pat, you go up in the mountains.
Yes.
And spend some time with the Lord and praying, and you were up there at your mountain. What did the Lord tell you for 2014?
Well, I spent a lot of time praying. This is a long time. Last year, there was so much ice, and I couldn't even get up there. But this time, I was up there by myself in the mountain, and I had several days. Mm. So what was the message? I think what I said to the staff was love, that we've got to exercise. God is love. He's also light. Mm-hmm. And we have to walk in the light as He is in the light. Now, what is He going to do this year? Well, now, I offer that, Wendy, with humility, saying, let's see what happens. And, you know, check it out when the year's over. Was I right or wrong? But number one, I think that the world is going to be in chaos this year. We're not going to have a unified world. And I think sometime during the year, there's going to be some kind of a credit crisis. And I think China is going to lead the way. I think we'd be very sad. You know, that whole economy is like a house of cards. And when it starts falling, it can affect the entire world, mm-hmm. because the Chinese purchases of raw material and goods, you know, you look at all the markets, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's copper, whether it's aluminum, whether it's steel, whether it's timber, all those things sucked in by the Chinese economy. So if they start having trouble, it'll be trouble for everybody else. The other thing is, I do believe that the Iranians will have a nuclear device before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And Obama is using a tactic of containment. That's not going to work. We used to say we're not going to let them have it. Now they're going to say, well, we're just going to contain it. Well, that's a bad policy. The next thing is, I do believe that the Republicans will win control of the Congress, but they will not have a veto-proof majority, so they'll be able to pass some stuff, but. Unless they can get Democrats to go along with them, they cannot override a presidential veto. The other thing is, I think that the president is going to be severely, severely hampered. I think America is going to turn against him much more so than now, as that Affordable Care thing starts biting hard as it is. He's going to be discredited terribly. And as a process, I think that he's going to withdraw. He likes Hawaii. He spent a lot of time in Hawaii, and he probably figured, you know, okay, I've done my thing. Now let's go surfing. I mean, really, he's got a big airplane to ride around in. He's got a big staff. He's got a big expensive limousine to ride in, and he can just go bopping around the world, and he doesn't have to govern. And I don't think he's going to, because he can't get anything through. Well, what else? I'm trying to think. I didn't.
Spiritually speaking, did the Lord say anything about?
Well, I think spiritually is more important than any of the rest of it. There's going to be a great move of God. And the thing that God was impressing on me is what really the command of Jesus. Ordinary, if I can use that term, there's no such thing as an ordinary Christian. Every Christian is extraordinary. Right. But just people in the pews, just regular Christians who are filled with the Spirit, are going to do extraordinary things. There's going to be tremendous healing. People will be able to pray and have their prayers answered. There will be a move of God, and it'll be the greatest year in the history of the church. It'll be unbelievable all around the world. And I think Islam is going to be in retreat. Instead of advancing, it's going to be retreating. And, you know, onward Christian soldiers. This is God's hour for His church. And it's going to be very exciting, despite of what you may read in the papers. God's message is going to be one of victory for His people.
That is very good news.
Yeah.
And what you were saying, that God was just saying that the most important thing for us to do
is to love each other.
Because the Bible says, where there's unity, I will command a blessing.
You know, I was reading Ezekiel today, and God says, now they will know that I am the Lord. Oh, what does that mean? I mean, they know I'm the Lord, it's a big deal. But if you read the Hebrew, what God is saying, now they'll know that I am, and His name is He who causes everything else to be. Hmm. So now they will know that I am He who causes everything else to be. Yeah. He's not on a par with Allah or Baal or any of those people or any of those phony deities from antiquity. He is the one who causes everything to be. And so He says, I am love itself. I am light. Mm. And He's saying to His people, walk in light, and I will give you the answers to your prayers. I will be with you. It's going to be a great year, folks, a great year, whatever happens politically. I mean, it's going to be a great year, but it'll be, in terms of the finances of the world, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
This is such an encouraging word. And it just kind of, it's a convergence is the kind of words that we use, is that It's all coming together. And understand that that a powerful move of God happens quite often in the context of great struggle. People look up when their backs are on the ground. Mm. When there's nowhere else to turn, that's when people look up. And God's cool with that. God will accept that. That's, if you read Hosea, that's what he said. He says, mm-hmm. I'll turn you over to your lovers and they'll use you up, and you'll find out they're not the ones that provide for you. You'll find out that they're not the ones that have been providing for you. And then when they've used you up and they don't even want you, then I'll come and I will come to you, and I'll begin to whisper in your ear, and I'll begin to restore to you one thing at a time. So you're seeing, see, it's always been me that's been loving you. It's always that me that provided for you. It wasn't, the job didn't give you stuff. I gave you the job. And then when you were at the job, I gave you the wisdom and I blessed the work of your hands. See, other people work really, really hard with their hands, but they don't accept me and their work's not blessed. I blessed the work of your hands. That's why it happened that mm-hmm. way. And all of a sudden you start getting this right perspective, and God's cool with that. And he says, then you'll no longer call me your boss, but you'll call me your husband, the one that holds me together. You know, the band that holds this whole thing together called my life. And he'll restore it. So this is time for you. And this is why we've been telling folks for quite some time, is prepare yourself to minister. Everybody, and this is so confirming to listen to what Pat's talking about, because everybody's called to minister. Mm-hmm. It's not that man in the cloth. That's Tarzan. It's us. Everybody. Everybody is a believer. The same Jesus lives inside of you. And most American Christians know more than third world nations will ever know about God. It's time for you to start telling somebody about what you know and begin not only get discipled now. I encourage you, get discipled now. Begin to abide with God now. Go to iabide.org and abide with this God that you claim to know. Get to know his voice. Let him get to know you. And then in that, start being discipled again. Get back to the basic foundations of discipleship. Why? Because you need to be a disciple. That's what he called you to be. Secondly, how are you going to make somebody something you're not? How are you going to make disciples? And we're called to make disciples. You can find out more about this at iabide.org. iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Hi, I work in a major retail store in Massachusetts on the overnight shift.
Okay.
And we're allowed to have our radios down low in our aisles that we stock, but I was told that I cannot have any religious music, that it was in our handbook that they gave us, which I looked in the handbook, and it is not there at all.
What about other music? Is other music being played by other employees?
Any other kind but religious, which is me, which I'm a Christian.
Well, privately owned companies have a lot of rights that public institutions would not. But one thing is, I think they've got it wrong. They probably think, somebody in human resources thinks, that allowing Christian music to be played while you're doing work are somehow a violation of the law. And that's just not the case. And they've got it wrong here, I mean, to be quite blunt.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org.
Did you know that China, John, is praying in reports. I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now, and the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population. which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I am so excited as we move on all that stuff that we are back to the citizenship test for the United States of America. Yes, the original tent. We are trying to get back to the original tent, and we're finding out we're pretty far away from the original. You know, this meteor is traveling at 17,000 miles away from the Earth. I think most Americans are traveling 17,000 miles away from the Constitution.
Yeah, right.
We got to get closer. We got to have a direct hit, you know. And so here we are. We're our next five questions. We're moving to the 100-question citizenship test that all people who want to become an American citizen have to take this test and pass it. Obviously, we were able to experience some significant deficits of knowledge yesterday.
Yes, like, we're here to redeem that moment.
Oh, whoa!
Civil rights.
No comment.
Right.
Martin.
We're trying to get Pat's bags unpacked so he doesn't have to self-deport here.
I love you, man.
Yeah, it was amazing. Totally amazing. And of course, how it works, I'll ask five questions. You'll have to give your final answer as you're thinking you'll be able to listen to. It gives you all the time to be able to think. And when the music's done, you got to be able to give your final answer. And if you get the answer right, we celebrate that all together. Yes, exactly. And if you get it wrong, like what happened yesterday with Chris, you're going to hear...
Over it.
It's over. Right.
I guess it won't bring up all the questions that you got.
Oh, snap.
He does speak.
It's like, boom, boom. Got a shortage going on here.
I think my percentages are higher than yours.
Okay. Okay, no.
Oh, wait.
Love keeps no records of wrongs, right?
I know.
I think overall we should be all self-exported and export ourselves from this.
We've all failed.
Export.
Like, deport.
Deport. There we go. Like export. Isn't that like a product or something?
10,000 feet.
10,000 feet. 10,000 miles. Right. That was good. That was good.
That's a winner.
Pat, you're first.
We'll file that. We'll file that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the easy one though, John. No, here it is. The first question for today from the U.S. citizenship test goes to Pat. Pat, question numero uno, getting you ready for self-deporting to Mexico. What major event happened on September the 11th, 2001, in the United States? What major event happened on September the 11th, 2001, in the United States? Okay, here it is. You sure you got this? Now we don't know what. Okay, this is it. What major event, this is a question from the U.S. citizenship test that you have to pass this test to be a citizen. But if you're born here, you don't even have to know it exists. We need to change that because we're about to lose our nation. This is the question. What major event happened on September the 11th of 2001 in the United States?
Let me see. Our Twin Towers were attacked in New York City by terrorists.
Yay! Whoa. That's exactly right. We had a terrorist attack in the United States on the Pentagon and the
Twin Towers
in the heart of the financial district of New York City. That's exactly right. And that's how significant it is. It's part of our foundational questions that we ask those that come so they can understand how we define what took place right there. John, question numero uno dos. Number two. from the U.S. citizenship test. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Here's a question. Question number two for today out of our five from the U.S. citizenship test. John, name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
One, huh? I'm going to go with, how about Seminole?
He was letting that one.
I will tell you how it.
You got Cherokee, Navajo, Suez, right?
Sioux,
Chippewa, Chata, Apache, Creek, Blackfeet, what? Seminole. Lots of them.
Comanche.
Lots.
Crow. Yeah, no, not Manchi.
Comanche.
Oh, Comanche. Yeah, that was the first one right there.
Was it?
So yeah, but think about it. That's a cool. All these different tribes that are in America. It's pretty cool. It's First Nation people. That's when we talk about this. So we're talking about who was here before the white man arrived and began to explore. They call founded America.
Mm-hmm.
The land was here before.
It was already here.
Yeah, right. But the United States of America began to form, and that was found. John, Pat's about to have another question. Here it is. Question number three, Pat, from the U.S. citizenship test. Name one of the two largest rivers in the United States. Name one of the two largest rivers in the United States. All right, you ready? This is going to be your final answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Question number three for today from the U.S. citizenship test to find out the original intent of this nation is name one of the two largest rivers in the United States.
Okay, just one. All right, well, just one. How about the Mississippi River?
Yeah! John, for the steal, what's the other one?
I don't want to show off, but I want Pat to spell it.
You're right.
Colorada. The second one?
Oh, no, right.
No. I want you to spell
Mississippi. I was like, is that how you spell Mississippi? I'm like,
we all changed the subject.
And there's some I's, some S's, and some P's in there. It's like Colorada. I'm like, what?
Okay. Come on, the second one.
Yeah, 10,000 feet. The. It's the Missouri River.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the Missouri River. Spell that
is
C-O-L-R-D-O.
Not the Colorado. Well, how about that? Well, I got the first answer, right?
Yeah, you did. You did. You really did. You
that
really
second
did.
Answer that keeps getting you.
right. Yeah, it's you know, it's that second prophetic word like Peter gave. That's the first one he says, thou art the son of God. The second was, don't go to Jerusalem. The first one was Mississippi, and the second was Colorado. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Oh. Question number next,
like
the second
knew.
To the last. I'm looking right at it.
No, him.
Oh, him. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, he had the chance to. He didn't name it. He didn't want to steal your thunder.
Because he didn't know.
He didn't know. John, question number next for the U.S. citizenship test. What ocean is on the west coast of the United States? What ocean is on the west coast of the United States? All right, final answer. Did you go look or
did
something?
You Google
did
that?
You go over there or something?
No,
is it forever?
No.
It's the big body of water on the left side. On the left side. What ocean from the U.S. citizenship this test?
I don't know. We want to hear it.
What the U.S. citizenship test? What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?
I'm going to go with, for 5,000, Alex, what is Pacific?
Yeah.
Amazing. It took you so long. I think you went out and just looked to see if you could find a name on it or something. They need a sign on this thing. What is that? That's the Pacific. It's the Pacific. The final question for today is going to Pat Hamilton, the one who spelled Mississippi C-O-L-A-R-D-O.
All right.
I was like, locking up. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm trying to, isn't there some I's and P's?
We are live.
In there?
We are live right now.
We're live. We're like, cut. Listen, the last question is going to Pat for the U.S. citizenship test. If you don't get this right, as a person wanting to be a citizen of America, you can't be a citizen.
No.
If you're born here, obviously it doesn't really matter for a while. But I think, I'm really thinking, and this is why we're doing this, that it's going to matter so much in the future. If we don't find out what the original 10 is for our nation, we're going to lose our nation. And here's the question. The last question for today is going to Pat. Pat, from the U.S. citizenship test, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States of America? What ocean is on the east coast of the United States? You just asked, is it the Pacific, did you say?
No.
What ocean, Pat, from the last question from the U.S. citizenship today, so you do not have to self-deport from Kyrgyzstan, or to Kyrgyzstan, is what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
And it's not eastern.
Yeah, right.
It's not. You sure? That would be the Atlantic Ocean.
Yay! Whoa! I want to encourage you that if you have not yet gone back, go to the VFN Torch and type in U.S. citizenship test and be able to listen to these. It's kind of funny, but we're really wanting to get these down inside of us so we truly can be connected with the people who are becoming citizens, that we actually know what we're actually doing in the United States. We'll be right back.
In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Park at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up. And every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program. Mm-hmm. And then you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself and also sign up a friend.
God is doing some amazing, amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Saeed. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, get download our app or whatever. We want to keep in a continual conversation with you with that. Because we've got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable. God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, and the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us, and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart, it's not like a default setting, like we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God, he says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind, the original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind, and you can say, you know what, this particular city is like the city that Lot was in, so I'm going to find me another city under a man or a woman of God who loves God, who hears from God, and I'm going to plant myself right there, and that's where me and my family are going to sow, we're going to be faithful to God. We're going to pray God for that, pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us, and we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at VFNDreamCenter.com, VFNDreamCenter.com for more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with, it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting what God is doing. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Today, we're going to be talking about in the Word of Wisdom. Today's the 25th of the month, and we always take the corresponding day of the month, because it's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and we're looking at Proverbs 25 today. I think this is really good because, I mean, I always say that because every part of God's word is good, but it, you know, just got to tell you, it's good.
It really is.
And it's Proverbs 25, 26. And, you know, quite often, you know, there's so many things going on, and you're doing your best. Because it takes, you know, we do our best and then we trust God with the rest. But God, because you do your best, because you trust him, because your intentions are to do right, he pours a grace on you that allows you to accomplish what you could not accomplish in your own strength. And to know more about that, you can go to your VFNTV.com or go onto your Android or iPhone application and look at the cross of Christ and begin to soak in that reality of the empowerment that comes from the cross. The cross of Christ and Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is not permission to sin. It's empowerment not to, you know, by God's grace. And we'll never be able to do it in our own strength. But it's amazing what you can say no to when you're relying on and trusting on the finished work of the cross as the Holy Spirit empowers you. Well, with that, you know, here you are standing, walking with God. You're trying to maybe raise your family towards God, your children. You have a marriage, you want your marriage to go towards God's way, and or your business or your church gathering, maybe you're a pastor, you know, whatever it is, you know, and your desire is you don't want it to happen any other way other than God's way, mm-hmm. you know, because you have a fear of the Lord. You want to honor him in that.
Right.
But those who don't fear the Lord, they're like Ahab. You know, Ahab provoked God mm-hmm. because he had no problem adjusting things, or he had the sin of Jeroboam, they call it. They call it the sin of Jeroboam. And Jeroboam was the one that changed God's way of doing things. And right. so he said he just provoked God.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people that are held captive by that, they have not a
fear of God, and you're fighting against spiritual wickedness. But Satan cannot do anything. The powers, spiritual wickedness, Ephesians 6:12, and all this demonic activity, you know, that you can't see, but you can definitely feel, cannot do anything unless it actually has access into the first heaven in which you live. Somebody has to surrender, because just for having a body alone, you have authority in this life to be able to do something with it. Mm-hmm. But you can surrender that authority over to the enemy, or you can lay it down for God to use and to obey God. And so with that, when something's coming against you, and a person is actually talking to you or doing something or strategizing, people strategize to kill Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so don't be surprised when somebody's strategizing to get you out of the office or strategizing to take down your relationship, or, you know, that's just second heaven. And these people are being held captive to do Satan's will. And so what Satan does, he begins to do like Jeroboam and starts trying to set aside God's way of doing things, and begins to ridicule and criticize and shame and do anything trying to get you to set aside, you know, God's way of doing things, which would be the right way, the righteous way of doing things. And you yourself are sitting here struggling with, but I have to have God even do this. You know, I'm dependent on the Lord for this to happen. Why would you want it? You know?
Yeah.
And this is what he says, Proverbs 25:26. This will encourage you. He says, like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. Think about that. Like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. So you think about that.
Wow.
That when, you know, the individual who really doesn't understand, you know, Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. It didn't mean that they weren't nailing him to the cross. Right. It just means they didn't understand the context of what Satan was doing through them. You know what I'm saying? So Paul did get lowered in a basket.
Yeah.
Because they would have killed him. And he did eventually lose his hat.
Yeah.
And so he says, you know, like a muddied spring. I mean, think about it. You're drinking all this water. You imagine you're this nice fresh water is coming to you. And all of a sudden, because everything flows down the river, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you start seeing this mud come up and you start wondering, what's going on? Why is the water so muddy? What happened? And what happened? Somebody upstream put something in the water that shouldn't have been in the water, right? And now you can't drink the water unless you're going to drink mud. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody gave way to something that shouldn't have been in the water.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or a polluted well. I mean, believe it or not, when you turn your faucet on, it does not come from the air. You know, it does come from the air. It rains down and goes, stops in the ground, but it comes from wells and aquifers and holding ponds. But a lot of the water comes from wells. Wells, they just have mechanical devices that bring the water to you. And they're constantly checking to see if the well is polluted. And they have people and scientists that measure that, you know, to find out if it's drinkable or not. And if it's not, they tell everybody, stop drinking, boil your water, put bleach in it, and type of thing. But the church, you know, it's like we're not checking our wells. We're not, you know, checking our springs. We're not the freshness and the clarity of what's being said and why it's being said and, you know, what is God's commands. And the person who's being used to get you to set aside, you know, God's way of doing things, they don't really know what they're doing, but you have to know because you're the one that sees clearly. You cannot give way to that situation. What happens quite often is they go away. I mean, you may lose relationships, you know, you may have somebody constantly starts ridiculing you and sets himself up as an adversary against you. But understand, it's just second heaven, you know, Satan, Ephesians 6 and 12, you know, he talks about it, trying to get you to give way. Mm-hmm. And if you give way, like we've heard some people recently that, you know, are leaders of large amounts of God's people, you know, stand up and pollute the water. You know, they polluted the water. They gave way. And we're saying things that weren't true. Mm-hmm. And now all these sheep, we would say, all these believers are drinking from that well. Mm-hmm. And that's called leading people
astray.
Mm-hmm. But remember this, though. You cannot, you know, even though if you're led astray, remember Adam, Eve, and Satan were led astray or led astray in the garden by Satan, that God held each of them individually accountable. And You have to know the truth. You have to understand that you need to know God's way of doing things, and it's abiding with him. Like John talked about in the first hour, you can have one page of the Bible, but because you know the God of the Bible, that the rest of the Bible is written on your heart, and he's letting you know each step of the way what you need to do. It's abiding with the Lord, you know, and dreams, the dreams that God's given us and shown us, and he'll just tell you, you know, what to do. And you got to get over the shock. I remember, you know, for a particular time, and hopefully, you know, soon we'll be making available on VFN TV to all subscribers. And you can subscribe to VFN TV, you know, for free at VFNTV.com, or you can text VFN TV, that's V Victor, VFN TV, to the number 22828. You can text VFN TV to the number 22828 and follow a few steps, and you can subscribe for free there as well. And we're hoping it will be a little bit before we make it available, but it is the voice of the Lord, understanding how God speaks. But I remember I was going through a season, and God is speaking to me, and he's showing me things, and people really are not that interested, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Uh-huh. It's like, because this is the thing. This is the big thing is, to say that God's speaking to you, this enemy attacks you and starts saying, well, why isn't he speaking to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Therefore, since I'm the measuring rod and he's not speaking to me, he couldn't be speaking to you.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wild. But God will speak. We got to listen up. Well, God will speak through children. I mean, you have to listen to what the Lord's saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember even Jonathan, you know, your son.
Yeah.
How old is Jonathan now?
He's 10 now.
10 years old, hears clearly the voice of the Lord. I mean, three times the Lord told him in three different dreams, very specifically,
mm-hmm.
you know, what did he need to look out for, what was going. And
mm-hmm.
so I was like that with me. I went every single night, it seemed, you know, God was revealing to me the strategies of what was going on. And I would get up and I would just be angry,
mm-hmm.
you know, as if, you know, it's like, yeah. Why am I being angry? But I was just like, I'd hear it, see all this stuff, and he'd show me this and show me that. And then finally one day, you know, he told me, he said, listen, I'm going to quit making things known to you. If you're going to get angry, I'm just letting you know what already is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, part of that I didn't know. And then, you know, you just want to just, you know, like I was told when I was being interviewed for a sheriff's department years mm-hmm. ago, you know, they said, you know, when my friend said, he said, you're naive. You know, yeah. That's one of his weaknesses. And we'll talk about more about it later on. I'm like, naive? What are you talking about? And, you know, I just want to believe good things, you know, I want to believe, you know, that, you know, come on, you're not really plotting that out. You're not really doing that, are you? And mm-hmm. it's like, I mean, the times you looked at me, you go, stop! No, let's just do it one more time. I'm sure it'll all work out.
Right?
Yeah. You know, but I just, you know, and so, you know, sad to say, you know, people, you know, there's some people who just don't believe that God speaks, or if he did speak, he would have told them. And, of course, that would be pride, right? We have to listen mm-hmm. to all of us. All of us know in part and prophesy in part. We have to listen to the whole word of what's going on. And so he told me, he said, listen, I'm going to quit making my heart known to you. And that's what he says in Proverbs, you know, Proverbs 1. If you would have just listened to my rebuke, if you would have listened to me, I would have made my heart known to you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our prayer in our prayer community, you know, part of our prayer in our prayer community, and we pray every Monday for 24 hours, you know, and seek the Lord. And we're working on that. We're maturing in that, and we're just trying to allow the grace of God to come on our lives to do that well. You know what I'm saying? Somebody says, you need to take an extra day. Well, we're trying to master the one day. Give us a moment. We still need God. And so, but part of that prayer is like, you know, Lord, you know, let me know your emotions, your perfect emotions, what you're feeling, what you're thinking when your heart is broken. And you go through a season, it's just like, you know, I don't think I can handle any more of this. You know, you're God. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just a human being, you know. And then we added a part to the prayer that said, you know, and give me the grace to be able to handle it, you know.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Pat, you know, I think back before I even knew God, God was just beginning to draw himself to me. And I was hungry for God before I even knew I was even hungry for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to tradition, going through that hour a week that I had been raised upon, but I knew I wanted more.
Right.
You know, and when God called me and I met his son, Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
God really changed my life. Yeah. He touched my heart and he encountered my whole life. And he drew me into the VFN family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so powerful. It was so amazing to see other Christians who I had never seen before, people who just cast their every burden and every care on Jesus. And the coolest thing was, is that people that I could relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the longest time, you want to share your problems with people, but there was nobody there that was close enough to you that you could really talk to and be transparent with.
Right.
You know, I want to encourage you that if you're listening right now and you want to just connect with people who are just real, who they themselves have problems, you know, we look to Jesus in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that God's just really beginning to speak to your heart and just draw you to himself, I want to encourage you to go to vfnfamily.org.
Did you actually turn it like cool in here, or did you just kind of like heat? Okay, I'm on fire today. I don't know what it is. I'm like hot.
It was the turkey.
See?
Extra spice, cayenne.
Extra cayenne.
Cajun
spice.
Cajun. What's Cajun?
Cayenne pepper.
I've been poisoned. I've been a drone in my turkey. The Cajun. That's a keeper.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper. That's
a Cajun recipe.
Cajun.
Cajun.
Cajun. Cajun.
It's a combination.
I just mixed it together. You know, okay.
Cayenne and Cajun. That's
my own ingredient.
Cajun.
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 You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. But it's not, based on what God's laying on our hearts, it's not good right now. You know, but how many people have seen other people that are so disconnected from what's going on? They don't discern anything. They're not discerning what's actually taking place in that workplace or that family or that marriage or whatever. They just don't even know. And so, and it's not that they're avoiding and refusing to hear from God, that they've got hard hearts and their ears are closed down and their eyes are closed down. They can't see or hear. And but if you're hearing, you cannot be naive and go, well, this just couldn't be, you know. And we finally just got past that and just said, you know, this is that. This is what he's saying. And just like, you know, God will deliver, you know, say something very specific, what he plans to do. And he has no problem if people say God's right and change your ways, that he will stop his plans to do that, even though he said he was going to do it. Like Abraham said when he's going to go to the mountain to take Mount Moriah, and he's going to take his son Isaac to the top of the mountain. He's going to sacrifice him. You know, he was willing to do that, and it wasn't until he's willing to do that did God see that he feared him, and he provided the ram for him. And that's where the Western Wall is today. That's the Mount Moriah that you see on the news all the time in Jerusalem, and that's why, you know, we're going to be talking about some different things about that in the future. But understand this. God is, there's some things going on right now on the earth. There's so many things that if you look at it in the natural sense, or you look at it and thinking, you know, what's going to happen? Understand this. God's about to show himself mighty. You know, he's preparing a people, and he's going to show himself mighty, just like he did with the 10 plagues. You know, it was all orchestrated. You know, Moses didn't set it up. Moses didn't even want to do it after he tried it, and he spent 40 years on the backside. But then God brought Moses back in and sent him to begin to show himself mighty. So his people and a Pharaoh whose heart he hardened, God orchestrated, he's so merciful. He orchestrated all these 10 plagues to be able to show himself mighty to his own people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So God's not going to leave himself without a witness.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so don't panic. Realize you're just kind of, you know, tapping into God's sharing his heart with you. And that just shows you to be bold. You know, I wish there was times where I just kind of barely mentioned some things and I just, you know, kind of kicked myself for not being more bold and just like, there's more people telling you to like tone it down,
yeah.
You know, kind of add some water to it. You know, they're going to get offended if you do this. And it's like, and then fewer people responded to that word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more would have responded if it had been more bold about it. But praise God. I just want to encourage you this morning in the word of wisdom that don't give way. Give way means to adjust or to introduce open sin and wickedness. To give way to wickedness means when you know it's wrong, you just go ahead. Okay, go ahead and do it anyway. And understanding that actually muddies the water. You know, it muddies the water. The well that we're supposed to drink from, the well of truth, you know, becomes totally undrinkable, if you would, for the people. So we have to understand that we don't give way. And the person that's being used in your life possibly to get you to give away and say, you know, what is the use of doing this? They will not be there with you when that all goes down because they're being used. They're being held captive. You're the one who knows the truth. You're the ones going to be held accountable to it. If you're a leader, you cannot stand up and say, well, we're just going to give way. And all of a sudden this new doctrine comes out. You know, you're going to be held accountable to that. And he said it'd be more bearable. And he said that it'd be better for you to have a millstone around your neck and thrown into the bottom of the river, Jesus did, than to lead one of these little ones astray. And so we don't want to lead, you know, anyone astray. We're getting building our attention and our direction on having faith in God in the midst of difficult circumstances and realizing, you know, just because that's happening to everybody else does not mean that has to happen to us. And just because that's how they're reacting to what we're all going through, maybe we're going to go through it, that God will be with us and bring us through the fire. Mm-hmm. If we're in a lion's den, they're just not going to bite us. If we're in the fiery furnace, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we have to enter it this way. Well, I'm not going to bow down to your God. Mm-hmm. And our God can deliver us. But even if he don't, you know, I'm just not going to serve your God. And he was saying James 4:15, you know, he's saying, if it's in the Lord's will, it's how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say it's just going to happen this way. It's like, man, if you want to eat spiritual crow,
right.
That's one way you do it. Because the truth is, you know, we're involved in God's story and his plan and his narrative. And I'm just grateful to be a part, you know, some small part in what he's actually doing. I want to make sure I do what I was called to do and take nothing off the field. And when I go to be with him, is that not exciting?
Oh yeah.
To be with him forever, you know what I'm saying? You know, gold streets and the crystal glass sea and the glory of God and the river of God and the trees of life and just to hear in the story. If you have not heard the highlights, you can have highlights at VFNTV.com, you know, little segments that came from previous VFN radio shows, but also on your application that you can get at your Google Play?
Right, for the Android.
Yeah, for your Android phones, go to your Android store and download VFNTV.com. VFNTV, I think you search for it there, and it comes, you can download it. But either way, you know, it's 90 minutes in heaven. You know, that's where we're going. You know, this is just like premarital counseling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're the bride of Christ. He's given us a new name. We've taken on his name. We've denied ourselves when we're following our bridegroom, Jesus. And and his grace kind of fixes stuff. Praise the Lord for his grace. Amen. You know, and I just want to encourage you with that, that God is good. God is faithful. And this life and this momentary afflictions and things that we're going through is small in comparison to the glory that's set before you as a believer. You know, put your hope in things eternal. Put your hope in heaven, you know, in heavenly places. You're looking for a city not built with hands, you know, and then that way you can go through some stuff.
The $50 Eye Guy, where they have everything from wrecks to specs. You want to visit them today. They're right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Visit a $50 Eye Guy today so you can see. AB Mobile Mechanics, fast, friendly, and fair. Everything from ACs to water pumps, on-site repair all over the Gulf Coast. Give them a call today. Blue Angel Hot Tub Pool and Spa. If you're looking to make some additions to your home, consider today visiting Joyce at Blue Angel Hot Tub Pool and Spas, and they ship nationwide. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I want to talk to you, our VFN radio listener. You've been listening now for a while and your spirit's been stirred. And you're saying, I want to be a part of the end time move of God. Well, guess what? We have a plan and a way for you. I want you to find out more about getting involved in the end time move of God at VFNU.org. That's Vine Fellowship Network University. Well, you're just not going to hear about where the church has been, but you're going to hear about where the church is going. Be a part. Don't sit back. Get in the game. VFNU.org.